Well, basketball fans were all over ESPN here in recent days as NBA teams announced their draft picks. And to see where the dust settled on all of this and a couple of other sports topics, we welcome back Al Martin, host of Current Sports on AM 870 WKAR and on WKAR-TV once a week as well. Good to see you, Al.
Good to see you, Mark. Happy Monday, my man.
It's easy to think of you as a... You're busy during the warm weather months as well. Needless to say, and this NBA draft was a big deal. Brandon Dawson selected in round two last week. What were your thoughts about Dawson pre-draft?
Well, I'll tell you what, I honestly was surprised that he was taken in the draft at all. I thought he was going to be a guy that went undrafted. Primarily so, when you look at Brandon Dawson, I mean, he's 6'6". Mark, in the NBA, a 6'6" guy that size, with the physical specimen that Brandon Dawson is, I mean, that's shooting guard size. Mm-hmm. So for me, but if you look at Brandon Dawson's game, it's more so of a big man. He's a guy who loves to be in the paint. I mean, we saw when he was a player here at Michigan State. I mean, last year, you know, he's 6'6", but led the Big Ten in rebounding. The first player to be 6'6" or under. To lead the Big Ten in rebounding and get this, 24 years. So he's a guy that has the size of a shooting guard in the NBA, but plays like a big man. His size is going to be the biggest factor. And that was the biggest intangible for me when looking at the NBA draft, because in the NBA, you got to have more than size. You got to have something else. And he's limited offensively as well. You can't give Brandon Dawson the ball and say, go and score. Also, his jump shot isn't that great and polished. Looking at those three things, and primarily, I didn't think that an NBA team would pull the gun in the NBA draft and take him. If so, it was going to be in that second round, mid to late round. And that's exactly what you saw. I mean, he was taken by the Pelicans. Then a trade ensued in which that sent him to the Los Angeles Clippers.
He said he would be, quote, relentless in his approach toward his new team. What did he mean by that?
As far as his work ethic. Because, you know, you look at a team like the Los Angeles Clippers, this is a squad right now, Mark, and has been for the past 5 years, that has competed for NBA championships. It's a star-studded squad with DeAndre Jordan and Chris Paul, Blake Griffin. I mean, they've got a lot of weapons. But what they do need is a guy who can come off the bench and provide them with defense and hustle. That's exactly what Brandon Dawson brought to the table as a Spartan. He's going to have to fight for a roster spot, though, because, again, I mean, you got a lot of stars on that squad fighting for playing time, fighting to just sign an NBA contract. If he doesn't, I could see Brandon Dawson working with the NBA's D League or possibly signing somewhere overseas first, maybe for his first 2 years, and then getting implemented to the NBA game. But I wouldn't be surprised if he does work his way into some form of relevation with this squad later on down the line.
What are the chances of success for him, for Brandon, in the NBA?
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, a guy who recently hoisted the NBA championship, which I'm sure we'll get to, is Draymond Green.
Of course.
They kind of remind me of – they're kind of similar in this way, Mark, because if you look at it, Draymond Green had the same criticisms, much of the same criticisms that Brandon Dawson now has coming into the NBA. Draymond Green, what is he, 6'7", right? The big thing that came out about Draymond Green when he was taken second in the second round of the NBA draft back in 2012 was that he's too small. What else can he bring? And Draymond Green came to the league and showed that he would hustle, play defense, get those scrappy rebounds, but he also developed his jump shot. I mean, Draymond Green is a guy who you can give on the wing and hit down the three-pointer. And that's become so important in today's NBA. If you can't shoot the three-pointer, honestly, Mark, you can't compete for NBA championships. That's the type of guy that Brandon Dawson has to be in the league, and that's what he has to develop.
I'm wondering, though, coming on the heels of Draymond Green's success, are NBA teams learning that players from Michigan State step up? I mean, is there a pattern here to having a Spartan on your NBA team?
Well, there's one name that stands out that holds a lot of weight when evaluating talent at this school, and you already know what that name is: Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo. You just say that name, and people instantly give the program
and
respect.
These players have the Tom Izzo stamp of approval. They have his imprimatur, so to speak, and that is starting to mean something in the – maybe it's always meant something.
Yeah,
in the NBA.
I mean, yeah, these players, yeah, like you just said, Mark, I mean, they have his mantra. I mean, you know that Tom Izzo, coming from a Tom Izzo coach program, You're going to get that player, whoever comes from that program, is going to give it all that he has. He's going to be a gritty guy, a tough guy, willing to work hard, that blue collar mentality. And guys at the next level, I mean, pro scouts love that. Pro coaches love that. You know what you're getting, at least from a work ethic standpoint, when you draft a player from Michigan State University.
Al Martin's our guest, host of Current Sports on AM 870 WKAR every weekday afternoon at 1 p.m. and the host of Current Sports on TV on WKAR. Travis Trice not selected in the draft. Did that surprise you, or were you not expecting that?
No, if anybody was going to go, it was certainly going to be Brandon Dawson, just because he is so freakishly athletic. Travis Trice doesn't have the size, and, you know, when looking at the NBA, it's such a guard, you know, laden league that, you know, you could find, you know, another guard to suffice your team in the NBA draft that is better than Travis Trice, to be honest with you. I think he still has a lot of things to work on. He actually signed with the Miami Heat Summer League. Actually, Trice finalized a deal not too long ago to play in the Heat with the Miami Heat in the Orlando League from actually July 4th through the 10th, and in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas League from July 10th to the 20th. So it's going to be interesting. That's going to be Travis Trice's window of opportunity to impress the scouts. If he doesn't, I can see him possibly playing in the D League or going overseas.
What are the odds for Trice in the NBA or the Development League?
For me, I think Trice, first off, has to get bigger. He's got to hit the weight room, because there are a lot of guards in the NBA who are just stronger. I mean, you know, if they have Travis Trice guarding them on any given night right now, I mean, they can just post him up and just use their size to the best of their ability. So he has to get bigger. To me, he also has to develop a more consistent mid-range game. For guards, more so in the NBA, I think the mid-range jumper has become so important for them. Court vision, he's fine. He's shown that he can facilitate. He can definitely facilitate the basketball. That's something he did more so better than anything, in my opinion, looking at this run to the Final Four this past season. So he's got to get better. He's got to improve that jump shot. And then I think you can legitimately see Travis Trice in the NBA.
Steph Curry doesn't look to be like a real big guy, though. I'm wondering if the attitudes about size aren't changing given Curry's success.
And the thing about Steph Curry is if you don't have the size, you got to do something else extraordinarily well.
Yeah, yeah.
Steph Curry can shoot
tremendous
the basketball.
Shooter.
I think
sure.
When Steph Curry's career is done, he's going to go down as the best shooter to ever play the game. Steph Curry, you know, he kind of tempers that lack of size with his ability to shoot the basketball, which helps.
Where did you get that hat? You've got to tell our listeners about it. We got to get a picture of the hat on the website. This is really a world-class hat. It's a Golden State.
It is a Golden State. You know, ironically, I came on here talking about Draymond Green, right, who plays for the Warriors. I'm rocking this hat. Mark, you know I'm a big NBA guy.
Yeah.
I love hats as well. I just happened to be going through lids. I saw this. I'm not a fan. I just like the colors and said, I got to have that. So that's why.
It's brilliant gold and brilliant blue there. Joe Rexroad recently wrote of Draymond Green's ascent from a middling Spartan recruit to an NBA champ. What do you make of that transition?
It's really remarkable, isn't it? I mean, again, as I previously stated, Mark, I mean, this is a guy back in 2012 who was drafted in the second round, pick number 35, 6'7". Again, I go back to that size. That was the big thing about Draymond Green. But to see how hard he works, I mean, that was truly remarkable. I mean, looking at this run to the finals for the Golden State Warriors, I mean, Draymond Green, he's a guy who was, you know, second place in the Defensive Player of the Year runnings. He was also on the All-NBA defensive team. He was also second in Most Improved Player. Draymond Green, talk about work ethic, he worked his tail off, Mark, to make sure that when he was in the game, he was impacting it on the defensive end. He was getting those scrappy rebounds, but also to his offensive game, he showed you that he can shoot the basketball. He developed over time. He wasn't a sensation when he first got to the NBA in 2012, and I think that is something that really holds a lot of weight when looking at rookies who are trying to be successful in the NBA. You can do it by just working your tail off.
We've got less than 30 seconds, but I've got to ask you about Joshua Langford and his potential impact on the Spartan squad.
I love him. I think he's a guy who can come in and play right away. Of course, you know, he's from Madison, Alabama, 6'6", 200 pounds, shooting guard. He's listed as a four-star recruit in just about every recruiting service you look at. Mm-hmm. Saw his highlight tape. Now, again, take it with a grain of salt because it is a highlight tape. There are no misses on a highlight tape. But the kid can shoot. He can put it on the floor. And he has – you talk about court vision – his court vision is off the charts. He's a fantastic kid. I think he can come in and make an immediate impact, Mark.
Al Martin is host of WKAR current sports on TV and on AM 870 WKAR every weekday at 1 o'clock. Thanks, Al. Good fun.
Thank you, Mark.